much as I used to. My mom used to tell me every time we went to see someone, she'd always say, "Mind your manners." I don't hear people say "mind your manners" much anymore to their children. We just say, "Boy, you better behave or I'll wear you out when you get home." You know? Mind your manners. Well, the reason why I mentioned that is because I'm not talking about manners this morning. That's not what the sermon's about. But it is about what Paul is trying to tell us in Romans 8, verses 5 through 8. He's trying to tell us there to mind your mind. Now, what he means there is that to pay attention to it, to be careful with your mind, to use it properly. Paul is simply saying that our mind is very important for our relationship with God because our mindset, Paul said, has a great deal to do whether or not we live in the flesh or we live according to the Spirit. In verses 1 through 4, preceding these verses we're looking at this morning, Paul has announced a wonderful, wonderful truth. He has said that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because God gave us His Son and Jesus gave us His life. So because of those great sacrifices, we had redemption through Christ. We had the hope of everlasting life because we have the forgiveness of our sins. But note very carefully there that Paul makes it ever such a point to say that that those who receive this great blessing are those who walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. Walk means live, that you live according to the Spirit. So there is a difference between us being of the flesh and being of the Spirit. The difference may be, Paul said, where and how we set our minds. So, let's think for a moment about how important it is to set our minds on the right things and thus establish this relationship with God. You remember whenever a Jewish lawyer came to the master and he said, Rabbi, he said, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, with all of thy strength, and with all of thy mind. We speak often of loving God with all of our heart. But do we love God with all of our mind? And we want to look and see what that means to love God with your mind. When Jesus told His disciples that He was going to Jerusalem and that He would die there, Peter said, no, this shall not happen to you. And Jesus' response to Peter was this: get thee behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not, watch this now, setting your mind on things of God, but of things of man. Peter, in other words, wasn't minding his mind. And Jesus was saying, you're wanting to keep me here. I understand that. But that's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to stay. I have to go. And then here in Romans chapter 8, Paul says, those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. So we learn something very, very important in this passage of Scripture. One thing we learn is our minds are settable. We can and must set our minds on right things. But we can also set our minds on wrong things. So setting our minds, Paul said, is very important. And he really does make this pretty simple for us. Because he said there's only really two choices. You can set your mind on fleshly things, or you set your mind on spiritual things. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, Paul again writing says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may show what is your spiritual service. And he says the same thing in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 and 23, when he says, put off your old self, which belongs to the former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds. And put on a new self created after the likeness of God. And then again in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. If you've been raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated on the right hand of God. And set your mind on things above and not on things of this earth. So then we ask the question then, what does this have to do with living according to the Spirit? And it has everything to do with it, Paul said. Again, Romans 8 and verse 5 talks about wherever you set your mind is where your life is going. That's what occupies your thoughts. Whenever I was in college, the only thing on my mind was football and Pat. And whenever we had to go home for the summer vacation, and I was working at the mill at Crossett, my mind was still in Little Rock, Arkansas, or North Little Rock, where Pat lived, and I tried to get up there about as often as I could during the summer. In fact, that's probably the reason why I had this accident, because it was the last day of my summer job, last 15 minutes of the day. My bags were packed. They were already in the car, loaded. I wasn't even going to go home and take a shower. I was just going to jump in the car and head to Little Rock to see Pat. And then the next Monday, football practice started. So my mind definitely was not on what I was doing. And I paid a big price for it. So setting your mind on the things that are right, Paul said, is exceedingly important. In fact, he tells us that eternity hangs in the balance. Because he said, to set your mind on the fleshly things is death. But to set your mind on the Spirit is life and peace. You, we cannot please God if we have set our minds on fleshly things. Now, we can come to church on Sunday morning. We can sing the songs. We can take the Lord's Supper. We can put a contribution in the plate when it passes by. We can shake hands with the preacher, and we can leave and go right back into the world. Our minds have to be set on the spiritual things to be pleasing to God. For our worship to be pleasing to God. We can go through the motions and our mind not be on it. And Paul is just emphasizing how important it is for us to choose where we set our minds. Are you minding your mind? So, how do we do this? How do we set our mind? How do we mind our minds? Well, first of all, I suggest to you that we mind our minds when we make our minds up that we want to follow Jesus. I think about the rich young ruler. How that he came to Jesus with an exceedingly important question. Master, what must I do to obtain eternal life? Have to admit, there's not much better question than that right there. And Jesus was the right one to ask. And Jesus, you remember the story, keep the commandments that I've done this since my youth up. Then Jesus, looking into his heart, saw there that he was not going to be able to give his heart totally to the Master. Because in his heart, his mind was set on his eternal or his material riches. And so Jesus says to him, go and sell what you have and come and follow me. The last thing we read about the rich young ruler is that he went away sorrowful. He left the only answer to the question that he had asked. What must I do to have eternal life? If we indeed are going to set our mind on spiritual things, the first thing we have to do is we have to absolutely make up our minds that we want to follow Jesus. The second thing that we need to do is we have to obey the gospel. Paul in Ephesians chapter 3 says that all spiritual blessings are found in Christ. That's where our spiritual blessings are. That's where that blessing of the hope of everlasting life is. That's where the blessing of having our sins forgiven us is. In Christ. So we, in order to set our minds on things eternal, we have to be in Christ. Now, how does that happen? It happens when we obey the gospel. The death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus. Paul describes that for us in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, where he tells us that we are baptized into Christ. We are baptized into his death. That like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should be raised to walk in newness of life. Obeying the gospel that Jesus has set forth for us, believing his truth, repenting of our sins, confessing that he is the Christ, and being baptized, not to show that our sins have already been forgiven, because they haven't. You cannot have your sins forgiven outside of Christ. If that were true, if that could be true, then why would God listen to his son plead with him with tears or sweat as drops of blood falling from his brow, pleading, "Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me." But there was no other way. A debt, my debt, your debt, had to be paid. We are sinful men. David, in his prayer this morning, said, and I love the way he put it, "Lord, we have broken lives. And the blood of Jesus Christ is what mends those broken lives, what pays that debt we owe. And so I have to be baptized into Christ to obtain access to that wonderful spiritual blessings that are there. But then we also, in the third place, We begin a life of study of the Scriptures. That's the way that we set our mind on the right things, because there is where we read of the right things. This is our rule book. This is the truth that we have to follow. And you have to know it to follow it. Doesn't that make sense? How can you know the rules if you don't study the book, the rule book? How can you know what God expects of us if we don't look at this book? That's why it is so important for us to be here today, to be a part of the wonderful classes that we have, to study the book. That's why that we do what we're doing right now in reasoning together about the book. That's the rules. It's a good way to learn them. Listening to them, reading them for yourself, studying them. But in order to set your mind on right things, you got to know what right things are. And so that's why we talk about this all the time. We talk about it often from this pulpit here. You hear it in your classes. Admonition to study. And Paul, in instructing his young son Timothy, did the same thing. Study, son. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In order to set our mind on right things, it is an absolute powerful truth. Study the Scriptures. And then we need to get out of our mind everything that would hinder us. And that comes by focusing on God and spiritual things. But our minds are they're like sponges that soak up what's around them. So in order to set your mind on the right things and get the things out of your mind that hinders you, you may have to change places. You may have to change faces. Whatever it takes for you to be able to free your mind of those things that have corrupted your life so that you can refill your mind with the things that will build your life up is what you have to do. And if we are going to truly set our minds, we have to become, we have to be careful what we allow in our minds. One of the biggest hazards to spirituality today, I think, is the vast amount of information that we have access to. We are absolutely bombarded, literally thrown at us every day, sinful things. What we read, what we see, what we hear, the environment we have to work in. It's all there. We just are going to have to be more careful not to let that sponge absorb these outward things. Because we live in this time, because we are faced as parents and grandparents with this, because all of our kids have cell phones, we've got to be more careful about what we allow our kids to get on. What sites we allow them into. The statistics are just rolling in day after day of studies that have shown that how addicting the cell phone can be, and how we are so governed by, how we're so taken by this technological age. And it's something we're just going to have to realize as parents, grandparents, that we're going to have to be more careful. We're going to have to help our children mind their minds. Well, just something I want to end with what Paul's last statement is in Romans 8, verse 8. He says, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You got your mind set on earthly things. Paul says you cannot please God. And so this morning, old Paul, he puts it down where we live. He said, what you thinking about? Are you thinking about what you're thinking about? And that's the problem. We're not thinking about what we're thinking about. We're not minding our minds. And if you want to start setting your mind on spiritual things, then this morning perhaps a wonderful time to commit your life to the Master. Don't turn around and walk away like the rich young ruler did. You know why it says he walked away sorrowfully? Because he knew. He knew Jesus was the answer. And if you know that, why would you walk away from it? Come this morning, be baptized into Christ, recommit your life, set your mind on things that are spiritual. things that are above and not on things of this earth. Will you come while together we stand and sing?